Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey y'all, I'm back. I know it's been a while, and for anyone listening out there, thank you for your patience and for coming back to listen. I owe all my listeners a big apology for the longer than expected break from recording podcasts. I am sincerely sorry. What started out as a small break to get through my busy season turned into a longer break, and then it got harder and harder to get back to the podcast. You know how it is, the intention is there and you know you need to do it, but other things would come up. Those other things included the fact that I didn't realize what being a senior photographer and a mom of a senior was going to be like. I was photographing more seniors than I could handle and trying to be a mom of a senior and not miss out on all the things. Then summer hit and I just wanted to soak him in before he left for school. We went on a family trip, which was amazing, and got him all prepared for college. There was tons of shopping for dorm stuff, and my priority just shifted to him. Then we moved him in, and I did not anticipate the lack of motivation to do anything once he was gone. I don't know if you guys have had kids go off to college yet, but the hardest part for me was not crying, which I kind of thought I would do, but the lack of motivation. I spent weeks just not wanting to do anything. It was such a strange feeling and not one that I'm used to because typically I am go, go, go until my head hits the pillow at night. Then I get up and do it all over again. But slowly but surely, I got used to this new family dynamic of just the three of us at home, and he is having the time of his life at school. I got back to photographing seniors, helping other photographers photograph seniors, and now I'm adding the podcast back. I hope you are as excited as I am and will tune in each week for the new episodes coming. During all this time, I've been learning and growing and wanted to share with you today three things I learned from my busiest season yet. I feel like 2022 was a crazy year where everyone wanted senior photos. I don't know if you experienced that or not, but I wonder if it had anything to do with COVID. I mean, there was a time when no one could get photos taken because of COVID, and these kids didn't even go to school because of COVID. So when they were finally seniors, it felt like an even bigger celebration than ever before, and more seniors wanted their photos taken. At least that was the experience for me. It also could have been that my child was a senior, so more seniors knew who I was than ever before. But no matter what the reason, it was a busy year for senior photos. And as always, I'm grateful for the business, but busy does not always mean successful. Because I was busier than ever, I learned a few things that I thought I would share with you to help you in your business. Number one, the number doesn't tell the entire story. What do I mean by that? Well, let's take the number of seniors we photograph as an example. If you photograph, say, 75 seniors, are you considered successful? Most would probably say that number with a bit of a proud tone, right? I photographed 75 seniors and wear it like a badge of honor. And yes, it is a number to be proud of, but it does not tell the entire story. Did you photograph 75 seniors but charge $200 each? Even though that is a good amount of money, it probably isn't as much as you could have made. And because you photographed 75, you're probably overworked, tired, and possibly burnt out. It isn't a model to repeat over and over. Then on the flip side of that number, let's say you photographed 5 seniors. A great accomplishment, but I would guess if you love photographing seniors and want to make that the genre you specialize in, you probably want more seniors. Am I right? You could have just started photographing seniors and 5 would be a great starting number, but you want to grow from there. So the bottom line is the number doesn't tell the entire story. In my busiest season ever, I photographed 65 seniors, and that was a lot. And that number alone doesn't tell the entire story. I was definitely overworked, and I would not book that many again because volume isn't my only success factor. The number is an important thing to track, but it is just one piece of the puzzle. The best thing to do is set a goal number of booked seniors and make sure that number is in line with how many seniors you need to photograph to make the amount of money you want to make, as well as make sure that number is based on what you can handle and still have room for your life, your family, and your friends. Make sure that number allows time for editing and reschedules, and make sure that number allows you to work on other things in your business. Once you set that number, work toward that goal, and then you can always determine if you can take on more. But without a number in mind, you may just book and book and become overworked. And this leads me to the second thing I learned. Well, I kind of knew this already, but I had let it slip, which is set limits. What are you willing to do, and what are you absolutely going to say no to? These are the things we learn from running a business year after year, and they're different now than they were a few years ago. I know when I first started, I said yes to anything and everything. Maybe you are currently saying yes to anything and everything, but as the years went by, I learned that I can say no, and I can and should set limits for myself and my business, and you can too. And setting these limits before you get into your busy season is key. I get it. Saying no is not easy, but you have to remember that when you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to another. So if you say yes to that extra shoot that you know you really don't have the time or energy to do, you're saying no to the family time or sleep or time for something else in your business. For me, this past spring, I said yes to too many sessions, partly because I knew so many of the kids that were graduating since they were friends of my son's. But every time I said yes to one more shoot, I was saying no to quality time with him, his brother, my husband, and frankly, myself. Looking back, I should have said no more. As business owners, we have to be disciplined enough to set boundaries. Every time we think, I can squeeze in just one more shoot, we could be impacting ourselves and our businesses in a big and possibly negative way. And that leads me to lesson 3, which is price yourself for profit. I'm going to say it again for those in the back, price yourself for profit. Pricing yourself in a way that allows you to shoot less and make more. Say no to those extra things because you're not desperate for a little more money is a huge lesson to learn. When you are getting booked and photographing tons of sessions, it's time to look at your pricing and see if you can raise it. By raising it to make more of a profit, you may get booked a little less, but you can shoot less sessions and make more profit. That way, you don't get burnout. You don't get overworked. Pricing yourself for profit allows you more freedom in your business, more freedom to not get overworked and burnt out, more freedom to say no and not feel bad about it because you know you are bringing in a profit and don't have to say yes to one more shoot, and more freedom to know you are running a profitable business that is successful. After every senior season, I look at my pricing and make sure that it is where it should be. And if I'm booking sessions like crazy, then I know I have room to raise my prices. Stop pricing yourself too low and working too much to not make a profit. Make the changes. Do it for yourself so you can stop staying up all night editing all those sessions that you probably didn't charge enough for. Do it for the vacation you and your family deserve. Do it for that extra bit of time that you can enjoy with your kid before he or she leaves for college. Or if you have little ones, do it for them so they remember their mom being able to play with them and spend time with them. Do it so you aren't spending all your time working for not enough money. Being busy is not the goal, but being profitable is. So that takes me back to the original lesson, which is the number doesn't tell the whole story. The number of seniors and the amount of profit is going to give you a much better glimpse into whether or not you are successful as a senior photographer. Now, if you want to find out just how profitable you are currently in your photography business, I've got a free training just for you. Sometimes getting the courage to raise your prices comes from that place of realizing you are working way too hard and too much for not enough profit. And sometimes getting the courage to raise your prices comes from seeing the numbers in black and white. It can be very eye-opening and can immediately give you the courage and the confidence to raise your prices. And not only raise them, but be able to share them with potential clients and not feel bad about it. So if you want to sign up for the Are You Profitable free training, visit the link in the show notes. You'll get immediate access to this training. This training is just a small taste of all the work we do inside the Seniorology semester to make sure you are priced for profit. In the words of one of my students, when I started the Seniorology semester, I was unaware of how little I was actually profiting in my business. Leslie challenged us to sit down and look at all the numbers, from the amount of money we spend on equipment, subscriptions, our time invested in our business, and more. And I was seriously blown away by the numbers and how little I was profiting. With Leslie's help, I was able to restructure my pricing and increase my margins by 225%. Y'all, this can be you too. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to continue working so hard, putting everything you have into this business and not getting out of it what you deserve. I would love to work with you. The next round of the Seniorology semester is now open for enrollment. The program starts in January, but you can enroll right now and save $1,000. If you are ready to build a more profitable, successful senior photography business, let's chat. You can set up a discovery call so I can help you see if this program is right for you, or click the button in the show notes and go ahead and apply to the semester. All the links that I've talked about are in the show notes, including that free training and more. Now, I hope that this quick reintroduction back to the Seniorology podcast has given you some lessons on how to survive and learn from a busy season and how to make sure that you don't overwork yourself for too little profit. Now, I'll be back next week with an all new episode that I can't wait to share with you. It is an interview with one of my favorite photographers. I really appreciate you guys joining me today. I'm so glad to be back. If you got something useful out of this episode, I want to hear from you. I'd also love to hear how your season was. Did you find that you were booking a lot more in 2022? And how are your fall bookings going? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. So DM me on Instagram at Seniorology, or you can always email me at info@seniorology.com. Now, again, if you got any great tip or favorite part of this episode, or you're just happy that the Seniorology podcast is back, I would be so happy if you would share it on social and tag me. And if you would do me a huge favor and leave a quick review about this podcast, that would be amazing. I have so many great episodes coming your way, but if you have anything specific you want to hear on the Seniorology podcast, let me know. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being patient and, hopefully listening to this episode now that the Seniorology podcast is finally back. I will be back again next week with an all new episode, and I can't wait to share it with you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.